All right, regression slope homogeneity assumption in ANCOVA. You might have noticed that the two lines representing the XY relationship were always parallel. That is, they had the same regression slope. These are what are known as main effects on ANCOVA models, making the regression slope homogeneity assumption. The reason it's called an assumption is that when constructing the main effects models, we don't check whether or not there's an interaction. If you don't put an interaction term into the model, you can't have an interaction. You must have parallel lines. There are two consequences. One, the DV and the covariate have the same relationship and slope for all your groups, which may be real or may be fantasy. The group difference on the DV is the same for every value of the covariate. A nice simplifying assumption. But simple because we assumed it is not the same as simple because we've demonstrated it. Remember, neither of these are discoveries. They're both assumptions. So here's what happens when you have confounding. And you can see that we have confounding because the treatment group has a larger mean on the covariate than the control group. And so this purple is still our uncorrected group difference. If we run the ANOVA, that's what we get. If we run the covariance analysis and allow the interaction term, now we see that there is a different slope between the covariate and the criterion for the two groups. And so, the corrected group difference we get depends upon the value at which we correct. And this can be really important when they either converge or cross over. Because now the direction of the effect may depend upon the value of the covariate at which you test. So you ask, how will factorial ANCOVA work? Same stuff, just a little more interesting. The only difference is that the correction for the other variables in the model is done separately for each effect in the factorial model. The main effect and marginal means of IV1 are corrected for the other main effect, the interaction, and the covariate. The main effect and the marginal means for IV2 are corrected for everything, and the interaction and the cell means are corrected for both the main effect and the covariate. With two versions, whether we allow the different conditions or cells of the factorial design to all have their own regression slope, if they're all assumed to have the same regression slope.